Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine and we are coming to you live and hot with all my friends. My friends are here. I have Shane and Rob and Birdie. It's going to be a party. Hey guys.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, that energy level sucked.
Hey Rob, hey Birdie.
Woo!
Hey Sunshine.
I'm teasing you guys.
So loud that they end up, BBS ends up having to take it out of when they do. So I'm being calm today. Hello, everyone.
You're so funny. I'm being demure and calm. That's funny. That's awesome. I'm so excited you guys are joining me today. This is going to be such a fun show. I have no idea how Source is going to take it, but that's okay. That's what makes it fun.
Makes it so exciting.
So
I actually
exciting.
saw a sticker on the back, a bumper sticker on the back of a Jeep right before I got back to the house a minute ago. It says going off road. And then Birdie says, we're going off road today. And that's Sunshine. It's going off road.
I do. I love going off road. I do. Even in like natural, like let's drop it into four wheel drive. Let's go. It'll be fun. Rob, how was your week?
Oh, it was awesome. Oh, can I start with a synchronicity?
Please.
Okay, so yesterday, this one's awesome. Like this one is like, if you can't get slapped in the face with this one, you're not paying attention. So yesterday I went out for a walk and I'm just, you know, going down by the creek and doing my nature thing. And I'm walking through a field and all these people, you know, bring their dogs there and they're playing fetch and everything. And so I hear this one guy, he's like, all right, let's bring it in. Let's bring it in. And then his wife grabs the ball and she throws it again. And she's out there and she's yelling, Spirit, Spirit. And so the dog's name is Spirit. And then the guy's like, all right, let's bring it in, Spirit. Let's bring it in. And so let's bring in more Spirit.
I love it. That's perfect.
I was just laughing. I literally laughed out loud. I was like, that's amazing. I was like, you can't ask for a better sign than that. Like,
no, that is so good. It's like, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy or to gather all of me into me now. I love that one too.
Yeah.
Right. Go get all my pieces.
It all back to you for when you feel anything that's not you, then you got to command all my spirit and all of my life force and light and all of me to be fully here and disconnected from all parallel lives.
Why don't you do that command? Do that command so people actually know it, because you just give pieces of it. Do how you do it.
So I command my spirit to remove anything from my field that is not authentically me or my divine blueprint, whatever you say, you know, everybody has their own modalities.
Right.
So, you know, command all energies that are not authentically me to be released now. And then once you do that, you want to bring everything back. So I command my spirit to bring all of me, all of my light, all of my spirit fragments back into me here fully. And I command my spirit and body to be fully present in this reality, disconnected from all parallel lives now.
Good. I hope everybody grabbed a pencil. If not, listen to the recording. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. I use that a few times a day. Okay, once an hour.
Right?
Yeah.
It's real down here.
If you're out in a boat, you're going to pick up a lot of energies. Like I was out today and I was on, you know, buses and then at an event and, you know, in the grocery store and things like that. So you're going to pick up stuff, right? Like, so you just have to, you know, I always do that before I get in my house.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, totally. You don't want to bring it back into your house.
No. I try to leave everything at the door.
Yeah, for sure. Birdie, how's your week been? Have you been seeing purple things or what have you been looking for lately?
So much fun all the time. I see purple cars every day because I asked for them. And then it started getting boring because it's like, all right, well now I see them all the time. So I started asking for pink. And then I saw a really cool pastel pink car yesterday. And there was like a fuchsia one the day before.
Nice.
Fun. Yeah, lots of synchronicities. It's all day, every day.
Very cool. Shane, what about you?
I've had a great week of allowing people coming into my life that is ready to and prepared to experience another level of awareness. A lot of people don't understand what they're going through right now, and I think that's what we're here for, is to help those. But right now, I think more importantly, like Rob is saying, and I think that we're on the right path, is it's more importantly for us to take care of ourselves first so that we can be for others later once we are, once completely who and what we are and understand, and the knowing, because that knowing and confidence shows within us. And then when we get out and about, you know, people see it and they say, they don't know why they feel our energy. They'll say, I want something that he's got. I want something Rob has, you know, right. I want something Sunshine has. I want something.
I don't have anything. You all my stuff.
Dirty. You have it all. You have it all though, brother. Yeah. You really do have it all.
You really and, do.
You really have it all. And it's just a matter of us experiencing, going through those tough experiences sometimes that we don't prefer, to unlock the knowing and do things logically that do not make sense to us in this reality, to experience the magic reality. So I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful for all of y'all, and it's such a beautiful journey.
Thank you. I agree. And Rob, I know what you're saying, you know, you're making a joke out of it, but I don't know if you really realize how many people comment, and you've seen, I've forwarded them to you, comments, but how many people really relate to your energetics, really relate to your life story, and they're drawn to you. So in this experience, I barely have two nickels to rub together right now. And that was my choice. You know, I left that behind.
Yeah.
But talking to you as well, we've made decisions, and now your what you're drawing to you is coming to you.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Yeah. So you're putting it out there that you are a magnet. I don't know, these are my words, but you're putting it out there that you're a magnet and it's coming to you, but your vessel had to be cleaned first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? I love that. And so if you don't mind, can I share kind of like,
please.
So I was working on like one of my PRQ projects a while ago, and it was combining like homesteading with community for people outside of the city that don't necessarily want all this acreage, and they might still want to live in the city. So I was going to get looking at, you know, small plots, you know, homesteading it, making it all land patented, and then people could just have their little plot and, you know, just step outside the city because it's only 10 kilometers away. And I wanted to have an experimental, like an aircraft hangar with, you know, kids could learn how to build airplanes and things like that.
Right.
And lo and behold, I was looking, so I there was a property right beside the airport. It was awesome. And anyways, that got sold. But the long story short is there's actually an experimental aircraft building clubhouse hangar that moved there recently. They used to be at a different location and they moved there recently. And so it's like part of what I was creating just showed up. It's there already. Yeah. Like, or maybe it's there because I chose it. I don't know.
Maybe it's there because you manifested it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. And you're actually working with people that are in the experimental aircraft club.
Yeah, that's where I was this morning. We, you know, the guy was teaching us how to do an oil change on the type of airplane that he built.
So cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So one little step at a time, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
May I say something real fast, Sunshine?
If you don't Absolutely. Mind? No, that's why you're all here.
And I've gone through these experiences, Rob, and as I've on my journey, when I first started using these commands that Q gave us in Ron Amatron, thank God that they set the foundation, that they created that foundation for us to start experiencing how these commands can affect our lives and help us remember who we are. But it was up to us to take them to the next level, even the clearings on creation light shift.
Right.
So it was up to us to start creating our own commands. Q even said it. He goes, we built this just as a platform, as a foundation. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I will say is, and I think Sunshine said it best, was first we had to understand how authentic and who we are first before we start receiving those blessings. And with work, I've worked with several people on this journey by the grace of Source, by the grace of God, by the grace of the Creator of all things. And one of the things that I, through my experiences that I started sharing from the heart, would say, you know, when we understand in these commands and how they affect us when we do them daily, the words and understanding how they could remove the energetics that, for example, money may create. Now, your authentic self does not match the energetics that money, treasure, all of abundance can create. So when we ask spirit to remove anything, and I trust me, I know I went through it, to remove anything and everything from within and around me that's not authentically me. I was receiving all that I was, but I was struggling financially. I'm like, well, then all of a sudden spirit source comes to me and says, well, you're so much greater. You are the energetics of abundance and you're so much greater than that. So if you want to experience that, let's work on a way that's unique with you to attract the energetics that money creates for you. And we can help pull yourself out of this mud, if that's the one thing that's holding us back on this journey. So I started playing with it a little bit and things just started showing up slowly, at just a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. So just, that's just a suggestion that I put out there. If anybody's listening, they're going through it and they want to understand it, that worked for me. And it may not work for you the same way, but there's people on this journey that don't even want to deal with money. And then there's people like ourselves that are, we live still in the system that we depend on the energetics of money, how what it creates for us to do. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I like to do is I command, you know, my spirit to allow me to experience the presence of source through any tool that I have here now, roofing, the restaurant business, walking to the gas station, meeting somebody on the way. A lot of the abundance that I'm receiving right now is the abundance of watching others grow. And that's what I've been seeking. I haven't worked in almost 3 months now, and I'm not even worried about it. So it's just one of those, this world is a playground, and it's up to us really have the knowing to understand how to play in it. Does that make sense to y'all? I mean, I'm saying that as nice as I can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I go?
Go.
I love that because I do the same thing now. And once I've removed money from my mind, from fear of not having it, and how are you going to do all these things? And once, the less I care about it, it's not saying I don't care about life, but I don't really focus on money. It just keeps showing up in the strangest ways. Like, I just, the less I worry, the more it shows up. The resources, it doesn't necessarily have to be the green pieces of paper. It could just be, hey, it could be anything from anywhere. Free this, free that. You know, I know, Sunshine, you experienced something like that as well this week, yeah, right?
I did.
But yeah, when you take the focus off of it, everything that we need for this journey just shows up when we stay in the heart.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
It's so true. And, if I can share something, like just please, as an example.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a time a couple of weeks ago when we were, you know, we were going to go flying. And so the guy that I was, if we go to an airport that has a restaurant, I usually buy the guy lunch, you know, because he doesn't take, we all know how expensive, well, at least Sunshine knows how expensive aviation gas is.
Yes.
But, you know, so he never asks me for anything. So I'm always like, okay, well, I'll buy you lunch, you know, and so maybe it's $30 tops or whatever. And so it was tight that week. And I was just like, oh, geez, should I go? And I'm like, if I do this, I'm budgeting it. I know it's going to be about $30 and okay, it's going to leave me tight, but at least I'm putting a foot going towards what I love, a step in the right direction. Right. And so we show up and there's a new guy with us. And so there's, I think, 4 airplanes and we flew out there. Anyways, the new guy ended up buying lunch for all of us. So I didn't even have to spend that. So that $30 that I allocated, I didn't even have to spend it. You know, I just had a coffee or whatever, but this guy bought lunch for the whole table. So like, I didn't even have to spend that money, you know, and the money that I budgeted. So it's not a big it's not a big sum, but it's just like the energetics that you guys were saying. It's not $10 million, but it was like, oh my God, like that freed me up from that little tension of afterwards. Like, see, if I hadn't gone and I didn't know until we were there, until it happens, that's why you can only take one step at a time. If I would have been like, well, you know, it's going to be tight and decide not to go, it would have never manifested like that. Right.
Right. Right. And it's that faith step. Go ahead. Go ahead, Shane.
I was just saying it's the experience. I mean, it's a beautiful experience that it can help so many people. And from what I see, it's really the one thing that's holding a lot, keeping people in a certain frequency right now. And I wish that there was an easier way to help people understand and remove that attachment of fear that we have to have it. But in reality, I there's not an easier way. I had to go through it myself, and it you get so many golden nuggets out of the when you do go through it and you do experience. You start to see the presence of source showing up right on time, yeah. right at the time that you need it to happen, and that really grows our faith in the experience, our faith in our journey. And that's one of the journey is the exciting part of this of what we're going through. It's the experiencing together. You know, I wish we were all close. I wish there was a community where we could all kind of connect energetically and experience together, because the energies together are so much better than we can send energetics over the phone. We're spreading energetics right now. However, the experiences we can have are unbelievable.
Yeah. I agree. I know the example that Birdie brought up was I'd been watching at a grocery store. They'd marked down some filet mignon. And I'm like, I have to be careful because of they always do added hormones into beef. And last thing I want is more hormones right now. So I'm like, nope, thanks. So I finally went by yesterday to ask them, hey, you know, the filets you have marked down, I was going to throw a couple of them in the freezer, you know. The filets that you have marked down, do those have antibiotics and hormones in them? And he goes, no, but they're not grass fed. And I said, okay, that's okay. I can handle that. How do they taste? And he goes, yeah, I have had them and they're delicious. I'm like, okay. And he goes, but I pulled them yesterday. I'm like, they were out of date. He goes, yep. I'm like, ah, dang it. And he goes, but you know what? I've still got them. He goes, here, let me just pull a couple of them out for you and I'll just give them to you at no charge.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's an energetics thing, and it's more of a, I wanted to make it by there for like 3 days to ask them about it, but I never got the chance. We were too busy for me to go, and then the meat department leaves early. And so I went in on a day off and they were still there. And so I asked. If I had asked early, it would not have happened probably, because they would have still been out on the shelf. So Source, he guides us. We're guided. We are guided by Source. And we may not even know that, you know, pulling the reins on us just a little bit. We may just look at it as we got busy. Now I have an opportunity. But it's just that aligning of aligning with Source. It's just that alignment with Source. So
yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And like, I always look the little signs. So today when I went, and it was just so funny, because where I ended up having to, you know, get a Uber from, it was across the street from a Rona Plus. So I see Ron A Plus is what I see. And then, and then on the way back, walking home, walking, like, I always kind of take the same way through this back alley where the trees are by my local grocery store. And today, literally again, same day, I see a bucket that says Rona Plus, and I was like, oh, Rona Plus. And so just little winks like that, you know?
Yeah. I have a friend that she was Christian, and she used to call them God winks. You know, did you get any God winks today? So I call them Source winks, and, you know, Q winks or 17 winks, or, ooh, that'd be cool to get 17 winks in one day. That'd be awesome. But anyway,
You're going to experience that now.
I know. I'm going to start counting them. I have to make sure I count them. Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I know through this journey, it's been a tough one for what I went through. And it was my journey. It wasn't anybody else's journey. And it was my choice and my decision. And now kind of on the back end of that, you know, I've kind of flung the mud off, and it's kind of like, could somebody please, you know, where's the outdoor shower? I'd like to rinse off and move on. And the synchronicities and all of that happened through the entire time, I couldn't have even imagined that they would happen like that. So yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see purple cars and then change the color and then see the color that you changed it to pink cars. So it's fun.
Fun is the key. Go ahead, Birdie.
I'm saying the same thing you are. It's when you get here and the synchronicities just become the norm, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even think something. Like, there's days where I just, I can't, I'm not going to sit at my desk and work because I can't think. So I got to go. And nothing happens. Everything just gets done somehow. I used to put so much pressure on myself that I have to do this and I have, and I was just always feeling stuck. And now if I'm sitting here, sometimes I feel like working because it's helping somebody if it's something I'm motivated to do, but I don't put the mind energy into it anymore. And everything just flows when you let go. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. But to those, the four of us can talk about that, but to those of that are out there still, that may be choked a bit by fear. They're like, how do I get out of this? What they want the 1, 2, 3 ABC command to help them get out of that.
Well, it's a process. And I think we've all kind of gone through it too. And like you guys, like for myself, going through the financial loss was really difficult, but also the most liberating, because it's like, I really like that quote, and I forget who said it, but like, and apologize, it's just the quote, but for people, it's like, but the true measure of a man is how much he would be worth if he lost all of his money. And so like that's what you really understand, is you can't understand who and what you are until you don't have anything that you've always identified with. You know, and so maybe sometimes even that's just money. And it's not saying that you have to go through financial loss to get to that point, but maybe all of us did for certain reasons, because I know that it runs in my family. And, and so it's in your DNA. And so how do you transcend it? How do you, unless your body brings it up, some people won't ever have to go through that part of it, but maybe the ones that did, because there was money blockages in family, fear around that stuff. And so I really like this thing. It's so when you circulate from trust, you're broadcasting abundance. And so, and then you realize that my abundance is alive and it grows as I let it move. So that, like, if you're so clutching on to the, what you do have, that's the lack mentality. Sometimes just letting it go and letting it flow is the best part. Right. And doing it from a place of trust, not a place of, oh, I'm not worthy anyways, I should give away all my money. No, being like, this is excess, I could share some type thing, right?
Right.
There's a difference.
Shane, there is a difference. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I was guided to give my money away on this journey, and not everybody has to do that. And by me doing that, what it helped me do was, it was spirit guiding me, it was source guiding me to lose, basically understand losing the attachments that anything in this reality can create within my mind. So my mind is attached to an attachment of money, and my attachment to that money, I could actually prevent more abundance from finding me, because the only thing I'm attached to is money. So part of our process is losing the attachments of anything in this reality, and then understanding the energetics, like Rob said, and then calling it back in. Basically the same thing Rob said in the very beginning of clearing who and what you are, and understanding who and what you are, and then calling it back into you, and you wanting to experience and understand the energetics that maybe money creates for you, and what you can do with it from the heart. So I think it's all an exciting journey. It's very, very, very exciting. So I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I know Birdie really wants to say something. I'll go ahead.
No, go ahead. Birdie, you got something.
Well, I wanted to go back to, you had said, what about those people on this journey that are looking, you know, we can all talk like this. Go back and listen to those timeline shows. I was a hot mess. Like, I did not sound like I do right now. It was, it's a journey. And it, like you said, we all have our own journey. But it brought me back to something, I think it was Before the People posted. And they had these, like, this really fancy room with these, you know, guys in suits sitting on these thrones, it looked like.
Yeah.
And it said, imagine being so poor that all you have is money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of where we're at. And I feel that
was the R&R of the,
you know, we all grew, but it's not like it happened overnight for any of us.
That's really good. That's really good.
And if we let things like that, like, stop, like, well, I don't have money, I can't do this, then you're limiting yourself so much. And I don't know if I might have told Sunshine on a call, I don't even know if I shared it on the show, but like, looking for a work swap for pilot's license, and like finding a company, and it's kind of delayed right now, but I showed up and the initial thing was like, we didn't even have a contract. We're like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm like, I'm going to go right through. We'll do a work swap, straight work swap. So, but if I would have been like, well, I need $80,000 to get my pilot's license, I wouldn't like, what, you wouldn't even start that. But I was like, well, I'm going to find somebody who's willing to do a work swap. And so I'm still looking for that, you know, it'll happen.
It's already happened. It's just got to manifest.
Yeah, and it's just not going quite the way I thought. So I'm giving them six more months on this one until they receive their payments from their last tranche of students and whatever, and to see if they're going to move forward. And if not, there's no shortage of airports in the world.
Right. So true. I want to go back to, we were all talking about, we've all been hit in the money area. We've all been hit there. But I really want to go back to, I believe that this journey for me on Whiplash Talk was to get me to stand on my own 2 feet, because my mom was my best friend and Bill and I were very, very close. So I don't think I would have grown over these 2 years as much as I have grown if they both were in my life.
Yeah.
And that's hard to say, because you're not saying that you don't love them, and you're not saying that they weren't very valuable people. But sometimes out there, it's not the finances. It's looking to see, Bill is the one that red-pilled me, and he's the one that introduced me to Q. But he was in a battle for his life. And so it was an interesting relationship that we had. But just thinking about it, when you were talking about that, Rob, it came to me that I really believe that the show was more, Sunshine needed to find a groove on her own.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we all, that's the thing, is it's important to realize that you have a voice. It's important to speak your truth regardless. And I think a lot of the things that we share or the perceptions of the world that we have, it's not common. So it's very difficult. And I'm really grateful that you give me a platform to speak my mind and my truth and my heart, more importantly than mine. But because if you have differing views, a lot of times you're chastised and ostracized growing up because you're not, you know, speaking the company lingo, so to speak.
Right. Right. Shane, Bertie, absolutely. You got anything?
I mean, I was going to say, absolutely. I was going to reflect on what Bertie said about, you know, how far she's come in the since the timeline shows. And even myself, and I remember how I would call in and I would receive the energetics and I would be nervous. And I go back and listen to myself. But I'm going to tell you, if Q would have never left there, I would probably not be where I'm at right now on this same journey.
Same. I agree.
Because a lot of us found that peace, you know, in the presence of Source, but now we've all been able to go within ourselves and find that presence within ourselves and understand who we are. So I'm grateful for what Q did and coming on here and creating a place for us to come. And Rob said it best, the most important person in my life when I got on this journey was my best friend, Alec. And if he wouldn't have been in my life just to listen to me, even though he didn't understand me.
Yeah.
He was somebody that I could bounce things off of and answer questions that I had questions to. And every day that man was there for me. And as I'm going through this journey, even though he didn't understand. So Rob, I mean, that is one of the things, being able to talk to someone that's on this journey that understands, daily, a lot of times daily helps us all grow.
I agree with the comment about Q leaving the air. He's never left us. A lot of people just say that he left. He's never left us. He's right here in the middle of us.
Right.
But to be able to not do the work and just turn on the radio and just eat, you know, eat the steak that was flinging across the airwaves, and then just, you know, wait anxiously for the next steak that comes flying, you know, across the airway so you can eat it. And ooh, that was such a good tidbit. And then it's not there. And then you've got to figure out how to feed yourself. How do you feed yourself? How do you keep yourself growing? Or do you just go back to the milk? You know, that kind of thing. So Yeah, it was really good. Right. Really good comment, Shane.
Yeah, there are a lot of stages that we go through on this journey, and that I'm seeing when I'm working with people, and that's where my abundance is coming from, is actually working with others on this journey and connecting with them. And we help each other grow, and we see it, and we can see how we're shedding things, and they get inspired. Other people are getting inspired on this journey, and they want to help other people too. And people are showing up in their life because that's where their heart's at. They want to help others, and people are ready to hear what they have to say. And
yeah,
and it is working. It is growing, and we can connect with those people every day when we go out. And it's where my heart's at. And you know, Rob, we're two of a few, brother. We're two yeah. of a few. Okay. And these women are a lot of fun to talk to, but let me tell you, they, sometimes I just want to swim all day long. That's all I want to do is swim all day long.
Actually, that's what I renamed myself Yulong, which is swimming or flowing dragon.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah. Swimming's fun. But no, I totally get it. Sometimes we girls just want to talk to a girl, and you know, you guys find each other, connect, because sometimes you just want to have some, you know, manly conversation, and just, it's, if that's what you're trying to say, Shane, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I get it. Totally get it.
Yeah. Yep. I was invited to a somatic dancing experience last night, and I actually took the lady up. I took the lady up on it. Okay, look, uh-huh. And I messaged her. I said, "I don't dance. I just don't dance." She goes, "Well, just come here, and you can just feel it, just experience it."
Did you even know what somatics was?
No, not at all. I said, but my comment to her was, "Well, this isn't something that I would logistically ever do, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't be where I'm at right now if I did everything that made sense." Right. So, you know what? I'm going to take you up on it. And mm-hmm. it was 2 hours of moving, like uh-huh. 2 hours of moving. And I commanded my spirit to help me get in shape a few days ago. And then I'm out here dancing for 2 hours. Well, it was fun. It was a good release. And it was an experience, but I'm going to leave it at that. But us doing things that logically make sense,
right?
We're not going to get there. We have to do things that logically just doesn't make sense to us to allow ourselves to get to where
sometimes,
we need to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was great. I'm grateful for the experience. I'm grateful for every experience. So,
right.
Yeah.
Gosh, for a video birdie. Gosh.
And hands, and you don't even know it.
Thanks. Do what? What'd you say?
Because it's what he asked for.
I know, right?
I asked to connect with people that are on this journey. They have a different view than we have, but I'm not there judging. I'm not there judging at all. And I'm just there trying to connect with Source. And I'll probably never do it again. But it was something that I had to experience. And when she reached out, I was like, well, I don't know her, but maybe Source wants me to experience this. So let me give it a try, see what happens.
Rob, you'd have been like all over it.
Well, it depends what it is, you know. I haven't depending.
Yeah. Oh, you like to dance? You like to dance like that, Rob?
He's a great
dancer. I mean,
I love dancing. Really? Yeah, I dance probably every day. Well, not probably. I do dance every day. I go do qigong, and then I end with some dancing. And I've started incorporating them. But you got to do it, because only in movement is life. And so just get out there and explore your body and listen to it. And I don't say, like, I've gotten more benefit from doing qigong in the past year than I did for doing yoga for, you know, like, I still do some yoga movements, but I did yoga for years, but I think I kind of plateaued, or I wasn't doing it. But whereas, like, qigong and dance, I don't like routines and programs only get you so far, and then you have to just do what feels right in that day and explore and dance and move different ways and twist different ways, and just, you know, don't strain yourself or hurt yourself, but just explore.
Right. And even in that, you know, when I met with them last night, there were 30 women there, four guys, 30 women. And I was like, wow. They're like, yeah, there's not many guys that are on this journey. So I just sat back, was quiet, and listened. That's all I did.
You didn't even move?
No, I moved. Oh, yeah. No, I moved.
Okay.
I moved. I didn't go. I wasn't climbing the walls backwards, but I moved. Rob probably knows. That's the first time I've ever done that. They were feeling it. It was really fun to see how the energetics change. They allowed the energetics to flow through them to experience. Now they were doing it for the equinox that happened, and I'm not a big believer of the energetics that the equinox and everything creates. I'm sure it does create energy. I don't follow astronomy too much, but because I can create those energetics daily, but it can affect us. I do know that it can affect us, but I was just there for the experience. It wasn't about the equinox.
Also a potential louche harvest, energy harvest on those days. Cause that's
huge,
like the 20th of and 21st ish of every month. And then, you know, yesterday was that thing. And I don't know about you guys, but the energies were weird here. And I could feel it was like a little bit off. And when I left, you know, the church, and I was always like, I don't care about dates, and like, it has nothing to do with life. So I went through the couple years of like thinking, oh, well, at least the equinox has, you know, but it's still, then you start realizing this work, and it's like, yeah, they're still harvesting the energetics. So I put a kibosh on that a few years ago as well.
Yeah.
Every day is just right now. Actually, and there's another synchronicity I saw on my way today, is that there was a guy on the street, and I forget exactly, I couldn't make out what the word was, but his hood was upside down. But I guess whatever the word was M-O-N. Part of it was M-O-N, but flipped upside down, it was now. So I was just like looking around and see now staring at me. And I was like, yep, amazing. Yep.
I'm here. I'm in the now.
Just now. And it becomes so beautiful because you just realize that I'm understanding my fears and my ability to release them. And whoever asked the question earlier about, you know, how do you, there's not this tidy, you know, not easy answers or tidy sequence of steps that's going to get you there. It's all individual, and just trust your journey, because the true path is no path. And so just trust yourself and keep working with it. Mm-hmm. Because eventually you're going to get to that point. And I don't know if I mentioned on your show, Sunshine, but it was like, I think I did. But it occurred to me that fear, thoughts, beliefs, you know, problems, everything that is in your life or in the collective consciousness, or, you know, war and this and that, famine and rising gas prices, everything, that's kind of to me what Neo was. And he's like, when you get to the certain point, you don't have to dodge the bullets. And at the end, all those bullets are coming at him, and he just says, no. Well, that's what all the thoughts, fears, everything, all the stuff that's coming at you, you just, in the moment, you say no. And you just don't let them in. And it's as simple as that. You get to the point where I'm getting to the point where I don't even necessarily need to do the commands so much anymore. Like, if out loud, it's like, no, I can tell I'm out of my body, I'm in my head, and I'll just focus on inner body awareness, like Eckhart Tolle says. Like, and just kind of, it's almost like doing the mind to heart drop, but I can do it without, you know, not mentally. I just understand, like, okay, I need to be in my body. I need to feel, I can feel tension in my lower back. I can feel my knees are tight. I can feel my shoulders are tight because somebody's saying something, and I'm getting triggered. And it's like, just let it flow. Just be present. Right. Just know, like, focus on your inner body awareness and what's happening in your outside world. What's causing you to tense up? Oh, this person's saying something that's pissing me off. Okay, well, that's your opportunity. Your triggers are your gifts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. But, you know, when we all first started this, it was not a gift. We were like, this is awful. This is like, wait, you know? Yeah. And so I totally get what you're saying. And when he said Eckhart Tolle, he's talking about the Power of Now book. So we've talked about it a lot on this show. It's a book I really like. And I've never been able to read it straight through. It's just so meaty that I'll take tidbits and then I'll like close the book. I'm like, okay, I'm going to focus on that for a while because it's so good for me. I really like that book.
I just like to open it to random pages, be like, spirit, all right, I command my spirit, do a mind to heart drop, be like, what are we working on today? And it's always, you know, there's something in there. You just open it to a random, like, stick a card in at a page, and it's like, that's what I'm going to trust that's what I need to work on.
That's really good. Birdie, you got anything?
Hey. I love listening to you guys. It's so fun. Lovely. I was just remembering, you know, on the journey for me now, it's all about, I'm being grateful every single day to be grateful, even for those things that we don't prefer, because those things that, I mean, Sunshine, you said it earlier, that I know that was really difficult for you to say, that you wouldn't be where you were if those two beautiful people hadn't left
this plane.
And yeah. And like, if I didn't go through all, Rob, same thing, and with Shane, we've all been through a lot. And at the mm-hmm. time you thought you were in hell basically. And, mm-hmm. but I'm grateful for everything because I would not be yep. here on the radio with the three of you and BBS.
Same. And BBS.
And BBS. I wouldn't be here right now if those things didn't happen, and I would not be able to help others because you have to go. I went through it. So yep. if some yep. people would say to me, oh, you wouldn't understand. Well, try me. You have try no me. Idea where I've been. Right.
Right. Right. And I agree. And thank you for pointing that out. It's kind of a weird thing to say, but I am grateful. I am grateful that I had to, it kind of goes back to the little wing comment I talked about where the little girl has the wings made out of, you know, a twisted coat hanger, you know, and then pantyhose covering the wings. And it's like, you know, you're looking, but what if I fall? And the mother says, oh, but dear, what if you fly? You know, that kind of thing. And so that's kind of how I felt. I felt so exposed and so alone. I still had friends, but the two people that I really was connected to were gone. And so, yeah. So one of the things that got me through, it's funny. That's a good segue. Thank you, Birdie. One of the things that really got me through was on my bathroom wall. I have this, I love sayings. I know it's words, but I like focusing on the positive. And so it says, today is a brand new day. Aspire for more. Take chances. Be amazing. Pursue your passion. Believe. Have fun. Be brave. Never give up. Make a difference. Work hard. Embrace kindness. Live your dream. Love well. And stay strong. And that's when you're having a rough day, that really kind of helps you get it back into focus. You're like, you know what? Live your dream. Stay strong. Be fearless. Today is the day. Create your own happiness, you know, that kind of thing.
And you know what is important for people to understand too, is I was just talking about that with somebody like a few days ago, and it's like, now I remember years ago, and not even that long ago, but mm-hmm. I would say okay, yeah, I'm having a bad day, but like, that's not even on my radar anymore, because I'm right. able to recover. Yeah, I had, you know, an emotional blowout, or I got triggered, or I got upset, right. and you know, it still happens to me. I might have had a little argument with somebody, and I'm like, oh, I didn't even see that coming, and I got triggered and hooked. Okay, right. But stop saying you're having a bad day. I had don't even mention it. Don't even stop thinking
right,
about it.
That's
like
good.
What happened 2 hours ago should not affect your state of being right now.
Exactly.
And so yeah. don't think in terms of days. It's now. But it's the stories we tell ourselves. Like, you know, if you're going to focus on you fought with your boss at 9 a.m. and let it affect the rest of your day, like, well, then that's your choice, you know. But stop saying I had a bad day. Right now is perfect. You know, unless
really
you decide to
good.
Bring up your crappy stuff that happened from the past, you know?
That's really bingo. Good, Rob. Thank you. Go ahead,
you're
Shane.
Welcome. No, I was just saying bingo. Rob's right on point. I just agree with it. I was going to say, Sunshine, earlier, mm-hmm. you know, and we talked about this, as you said, you know, when you started the show, it was Connect. You didn't know why, but it helps you. I've talked to so many people that you have given them inspiration. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think you know of all these people that you've given inspiration to that gave them the little kick in the butt that they needed to do something that they wouldn't logically do. And they stepped out without fear because you did it, mm-hmm. because you did it. And so you have been a positive part of this journey for a lot of people. And I think we're all being used. We're all being used on this journey. So, mm-hmm. so I wanted to reflect on that before I forgot about it.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind to hear. Thank you. It is kind of a one-way show when you're on the radio. So that's very, very beautiful to hear. Thank you.
Well, and it's important that people understand the process too, is just keep going, and it'll eventually happen. Like Sunshine, you and I chatted, I think you reached out to me like over a year ago, you know, and we kind of connected and stayed in touch a little bit here and there. And then, you know, I was talking to you, like, you know, you were mentioning, oh, you should get your own show, and I wanted to, but it didn't work out exactly like that. But here we are, and we've been doing it together. So it shows up in different ways. And if you are so stuck and narrow-minded and letting your thoughts create lack, then you're not open to it. You know, because if I would have been like, no, I'm not going to go on the air with Sunshine because I need to get my own show, and you're stuck in this, like, got to do it this way, well, then you're not open to the way that's being, you know, provided to you. Or, you know, it's like Source being like, here you go. And, but you're like, no, I got to do it this way. And that's, you're being identified again. You're still identifying, like Shane was saying earlier, you're identified with the mental construct. You're stuck in a pattern. You're stuck in ego thing, and it has to go your way or the highway. And so just to be open and let it show up in different ways. The way that maybe it's going to be work, you know, instead of the what if, I try to, because I used to have the, not always, but I don't know if it happened from, you know, hanging around with people. And but there was, I went through like, well, what if it doesn't work out? And now it's like, well, what if it works out better than you could have ever imagined? If you're going to have a what if, make it a positive one.
What if I fall? What if you fly?
Yeah, exactly. Just like you said, it's perfect.
It's really good. Speaking of flying, Birdie, it's been so nice having your presence on the air today.
Well, thank you for having me. It just so happened to work out that I could be here, so I'm really grateful that you asked.
Yeah, it's been lovely. It's been
And
great.
like Shane said, you are an important part of my journey. We've talked about it. I've said it on the air before, but I'm going to say it again. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. She was my first listener.
Never forget your first.
Don't ever forget your first. It's so funny when we talk. We talk off the air, obviously, and there are so many synchronicities between the two of us. It's like definitely sisters for sure.
Yes. It's almost like we can't even keep up with them. It's like, all right, I'm only going to send you the really big ones now because there's so many. Like,
Exactly.
yeah, because otherwise we'll just be like blowing up each other's phones, and neither one of us love that either.
No, that's really funny. Well, look, guys, it's about we've got a little bit of time left. Any parting thoughts for today, for the show today? Anybody want to jump in? Rob, do you have anything? What you got?
I don't know. I'll take the back seat for and let you guys.
Take the back seat.
Yeah, for now, I'll let it marinate and see what comes up.
Does Shane want to
Okay.
drive? Go ahead, Shane, you drive.
No, y'all want me to drive? Okay, I'll drive.
Please drive.
What I will say is I'm going to reflect on what Rob said, and this is the most important part of this journey is let the last 30 minutes go, let the last 5 minutes go. Stay in the moment. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about your rent that you don't have the money for. Don't think about the power that may get cut off. Don't think about anything of the anything like that. Only stay in this moment and stay connected with Source and communicate. Communicate with Source. I would love to experience Source right now. Your presence by helping me get through this situation in this reality. Show up for me so that I no longer have any worries and I can only stay connected to you. That's one of the
That's
things that I
right.
do. And when we do that, when we ask for the presence of Source, that's what Source wants. Source wants to play with us just as much as we want to play with Source, right? I mean, this is what it's really about, is building that relationship with God, with Source, with, if you want to call it Q, call Q. Building that relationship with Mermaid. You be shocked at all the synchronicities that come through for me. That I wish that I could share on the air that I've gone through with people. And but it's just staying in the moment. And when we do that, we can stay in our heart. And when somebody crosses our mind, when somebody crosses your mind, pick the phone up and call them. 9 times out of 10, if you're staying in your heart and they cross your mind, and you pick that phone up, call them, they're gonna say, you won't believe I was just thinking about you. And that right there, that simple act right there will start helping you understand your gifts of who and what you are. And then you can start playing with that from the heart and let people call you and they'll reach out to you. It's a fun journey. You can make this journey fun. So I appreciate what Rob said by staying in the moment, not worrying about the future, not worrying about the past, and just play with Source. That's it. That's it. That's what good. I said.
I like that you brought it around because we always, you know, source or prem creation. But if people will remember back to the radio shows, Q's very playful. Very playful. Mm-hmm. Loves to play. So that is something that might help people maybe connect that puzzle piece. It's like, you know, he likes to play and he wants to help and, you know, put it on his silver platter and he says he will help. So put it on that silver platter. Birdie, mm-hmm. Rob, who's coming next?
To just echo what that mm-hmm. Is just, mm-hmm. Just remind yourself that you can only take one step at a time. And so mm-hmm. you always have exactly what you need for your next step. And just remind yourself that, do a mind to heart job and embody that. Say, I have exactly what I need to take the next step. So stop the thinking, because thinking is fragmentary. You're in an imaginary world. It's great for envisioning, but then take action, take that step. You know, like Shane said, pick up the phone. Don't think about somebody. Just pick up the phone, or, you know, like, look for whatever it is that you, the next step in your highest joy. For myself, I try to do things now that only, like today, this morning, I was a little bit apprehensive about going to the airport. It's like, oh, you know, it's going to take me a few hours and this and that. Am I going to be back in time for the radio show? It's like, well, if not, Sunshine's not going to, you know, she's not going to be that upset with me.
Nope, I wouldn't be at all.
Mm-mm. And so it was just taking that one step. And when I was there, I was like, oh, I'm so glad I came. And I try to do things now that it's like, there's no other place I'd rather be, like that Jesus Jones song. And so don't do things you don't prefer. Like, I don't. Then you're on a timeline. And it's like, if you're thinking, oh, I'd rather be somewhere else, well, then why the fuck are you there in the first place? Like, you have to learn to stop going places you don't want to go, because I tried to not go places anymore. It's like, and so I had a friend who's like, oh, you know, sorry. It's like, and I was like, you know what? There's no other place I'd rather be than here right now. So, like, as long as it takes, that's how long it takes. There's no such thing as time. So
that's good. That's good. Birdie, you got anything?
Well, let's play was going to be partly what I said too.
That's good.
Yeah, let's play. I mean, but shedding the fear. And when you mm-hmm. face the fear, beautiful things happen. If you're excited to do something, your mind could tell you all the reasons why you can't do it. That's what we're used to. So mm-hmm. stay in the present and let's just play.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Yeah. What is the cost of not doing what you like that? Because we're so, you know, like pressured with money and all this stuff, and like aviation's not cheap, and it's like people show numbers, and it's like my old me is like, oh, this costs so much, you know. And it's like, no, what's the cost of not doing what you love? It's death. It's decay. Yeah. If you're not out there doing what you love, and don't judge it, just go experience it. Like, there's no right or wrong, and a lot of us have so much maybe fear and anxiety from childhood trauma mm-hmm. or generational mm-hmm. Or judgment. Well, you know, this isn't spiritual. The only thing that's spiritual is being present in the moment. There's no rituals. There's no, that's a truly spiritual life, is just being present in the moment and being total in what you do. There's no, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what it is, because this place is so sideways. Just be present and total in everything you do, and don't judge it.
Yeah. For the silver platter, that's really good, Rob and Birdie and Shane. Thank you. For the silver platter, Q has said, you know, don't carry that burden, you know, give it to me, put it on the silver platter. I will help you. And so I would say, put that grip of fear on the silver platter and say, I need this gone. I need to be able to do my thing. I need to be able to grow and bust through and do what makes me happy. And so I say silver platter fear and get rid of it. There you go.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey guys, it's time to say goodbye. It's been so, it's aww. Been so good having you guys on.
Feels like we
thank you for having.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great show.
Thank you all. I appreciate it so much. I love you guys.
I love you guys. I love each and every one of you guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Love you. Bye.